Hello, dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Thank you to everyone for being part of the rallies that are happening across Australia. It's important to know that there are people in Australia who are fighting against the inhuman policy of Australian government. We have been kept illegally for the last 6 years, and now we are stepping 7th year of indefinite detention. We have been separated from our families. We have been unable to support them, with no chance of education and future, with no proper medical support. We have been dumped on these remote islands. It's Australia's shame that Trump and racist politicians in Europe are now talking about Australia's solution of refugee crisis. Australia is abusing the human rights of refugees and people seeking asylum. Australia has made a big business out of running its offshore prisons on Manus and Nauru. And now we became a commercial commodities for the multinational companies and local companies. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been handed to contractors without any accountabilities, and so-called stopping the boat and protecting borders is now become a commercial activities. And people on Manus and Nauru have completely given up hope. There is a little medical help, and there have been so many incident of self-harm and suicide attempts since Scott Morrison was re-elected again on 18th May. And this is the third time they came to power since July 19 policy was imposed on refugees who came to Australia. So far, some refugees have already gone to United States, but hundreds of people have not been accepted to go there. And sadly, the Australian government has rejected New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 refugees from Manus and Nauru. We are facing still more months, possibly years of imprisonment. And our future is in limbo, is in a complete limbo. The Australian government is trying to repeal the Medivac bill. We need to stop them repealing the bill, because it's more important for the men who are waiting for proper medical treatment. Some people have been transferred for medical help. Everyone is sick after 6 years of indefinite detention with lack of medical facilities. And there are big problems with mental health, which need immediate medical attention. 6 years of indefinite detention has completely destroyed our mental and physical health. Medivac is going too slowly. So many needs urgent help. But if Dalton repeals the Medivac bill, he will get away with denying medical help to people who desperately need it. Australia has the whole responsibilities for denying proper medical care. 6 years is too long. And for the last 6 years, we have been trying to hurt our voice and miseries to the world. But sadly, people are very different. On the 7th anniversary of July 19 offshore detention policy, it's time for the Australians, no matter whether they support refugees or not, to think, why do they allow their government to spend their billions of tax to keep this camp occupied? No matter whether you support refugees or not, it's your money being wasted on these camps. We are human beings, just like you. We need a safe place and safety and freedom. And once again, thank you to everyone who is fighting for our freedom. The rallies in Australia give us a hope that we are not alone, that we are not alone in our fight. And we are really overwhelmed by your solidarity and support and love. Thank you so much.